Four former high-ranking executives of Quest Communications were indicted today by a federal grand jury in Colorado. The criminal complaint alleges the four carried out an elaborate accounting scheme designed to artificially inflate revenues at the company. The government also announced civil charges in a separate case against the four executives and four other Quest employees. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In unveiling the multi-count indictment, Attorney General John Ashcroft said the four Quest executives face a number of charges. Federal prosecutors allege company officials improperly recorded revenues from the sale of internet equipment before the equipment had actually been delivered, a violation of federal securities laws.
Today's indictment charges the defendants with conspiracy, securities fraud, filing false reports with the SEC, making false statements to accountants, and wire fraud.
The government maintains the executives falsified documents to conceal the fact they artificially inflated revenues by more than $33 million during the second quarter of 2001. That allowed the company's global business markets unit to meet ambitious sales projections for the quarter of between 12 and 13% growth. John Coffey is a professor at Columbia University and heads up the university's Center on Corporate Governance. He says at the heart of the Quest case, like so many others involving corporate malfeasance, is a desire to make sales targets in order to keep stock prices high.
I think particularly in the telecommunications field, there were simply enormous stock options, so that managers saw that if they could get the earnings up a few more dollars, the stock price might go up 5 to 10 more points, and that could make some of them $20 or $30 million richer given the amount of stock options they held.
In the indictment, the government states that Quest made extensive use of stock options, commissions, and bonuses to reward its executives, but it does not say how much any single executive may have profited. Along with the criminal charges, the Securities and Exchange Commission also announced the filing of civil charges involving the improper recognition of another $100 million in revenue in 2000. In that case, the SEC alleges a group of Quest employees committed fraud when they knowingly permitted Quest to book sales prematurely. William Donaldson, newly appointed head of the SEC, said such conduct will not be tolerated.
Simply put, the defendants couldn't make the numbers work by following the rules, so they cheated. They cheated Quest shareholders, and they betrayed the trust of the investing public.
The four individuals named in the grand jury indictment have been given 48 hours to surrender to authorities. They could face up to 10 years in jail and fines of up to $1 million each. Quest has said it continues to cooperate with the government in its ongoing investigations. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.